Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Here we are on the other side of 5. And I said that I wanted to check in sort of postscript afterward, after the fact, when Oakmont was finished with our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, and that's what we're going to do right now. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say Oakmont is finished. I think they're still very much a thriving area, but it was a hell of a U.S. Open. What a fun tournament.
It is a thriving area. Wouldn't you know, earlier in the show, the mayor of Oakmont called the show as a listener. She listens, and she wanted to bring me up to speed as to some things. So that's fantastic. Well, let's get down to the very end yesterday on Sunday. And there was a weather delay. It was all this. It was all that. Some people complained. You know, I watched the whole thing. I had it on my television the whole time, all the way from Thursday, whether it was Peacock or the network or whatever. I walk away from it, and one of my big takeaways is this. I think the right guy won. Is that a fair takeaway?
Yeah, I think the guy that embraced the situation and has embraced his underdog status was the one who was the toughest through all of it. So in that regard, yeah, I agree with you. The right guy won. He took that challenge and dealt with a lot of other things in his life and was able to find a way to make it happen, even when breaks weren't going his way.
Was the course too hard, or, you know, I lean back to this. I say, you know, it was the exact same for everybody. So it kind of, depending on when you played, when the rain fell, but I don't necessarily know if I want to hear belly aching from people, whether they tuned it up or didn't tune it up, because it's a U.S. Open.
Yeah, I noticed some very prominent athletes that were tweeting stuff about how it's not fun and how tough the course is. Well, I would say to them, in their respective sports, don't you want to beat the best? In golf, Oakmont's the best. If you want to be the champion, you want to have an Oakmont trophy on your shelf, because it is the best, it is the toughest golf course in the world. And I would tell you it was unfair if you weren't seeing birdies. But if you hit good shots, you're rewarded with birdies. It's just the minute you are a little bit off, then you suffer the consequence. I mean, these guys are used to playing in tournaments where you hit it in the rough. It's probably not a big deal. You can still spin it on the green. Or, you know, even if you hit it in the trees, you've got a way out. At Oakmont, there aren't trees, but they've got worse. They've got bunkers with high lips and thick rough. And that's the way the course was set up. If you make a mistake, you pay for it. And there aren't many courses like that, especially with how good these players are. It's kind of nice to see, okay, let's see what happens when they have to face real adversity. And sometimes some things that may be unfair, like hitting a pin or hitting a rake or whatever it might be that Spahn dealt with. He dealt with it. Others wilted at it.
Now, I drove past Hartwood Acres today, which was a mud pit, and I'm sure you've driven past there. You're not far from there, which was to be expected. That being said, the shuttles, the stuff up Halton Road, everything, to a T, I've been told logistically, it went fantastic. Are you told the same stuff?
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't hear any complaints, and people were saying how quickly they would park, get in a bus, and be at the course. And they were fearing, and there have been times in Oakmont U.S. Open's past where Halton Road is just a nightmare, where it's now new bridge helps. But I think as much the way they did it and the way they did it with most of the patrons is you got on the bus, you snuck out on the turnpike through one of the cop entrances, got to Oakmont, and then just went. They bypassed all of downtown, kept Halton Road free, and were able to get people in and out relatively quickly. And it was, I mean, it's a machine. And as you mentioned, I live by it, and you see all the buses, and it's just one after the other. And if people were waiting in line to get on a bus, it's not long. I mean, they were. It's amazing the logistics that went into it and how well they pulled it off.
My wife, not a golf fan, of course, it was on the television all day yesterday, one of the televisions. Her main takeaway, and I'm paraphrasing, I think, she would leave me right now for Adam Scott. Fair or not?
I think there'd be a long line that she would have to get in. Dude, this guy at 44, like somebody was telling me at the course, like, man, I don't know if this 44 could get around. I said, are you serious? He says he's probably in the best shape of anyone on that entire course. I mean, the dude is physically fit. It's a shame what happened on the back nine from his standpoint. I mean, he just hit some bad shots and paid a huge price for it.
Last thing for you. Did it lose any juice because there wasn't big time star power, or did it kind of have its own? Did it take on its own sort of personality because they were kind of all grinders with a different story fighting for that title? And it didn't really, once you got into Sunday, it didn't matter there weren't the big stars.
I mean, ideally, would you love to have DeChambeau and McIlroy and Scheffler being the three fighting for the U.S. Open trophy? Sure. You'd want to have those huge names. But as it's going on, and I think as the fans learn more about these golfers and their backstories. You know, a Ben Griffin who quit the tour and was in a personal business and then decided to give it one more chance, and he's won two times on tour. A guy like J.J. Spahn, who was recently diagnosed with type 1 diabetes and was able to kind of fight through that, almost lost his tour card last year and decided, you know what, I'm going to go out swinging. And just kept his composure and fought through it. No whining, just accepted it. I think the fans started to embrace these younger players because Robert McIntyre, Victor Hovland, those are guys you're going to hear from, Sam Burns, for years. And JJ, you know, had one of those magic moments. We'll see if he keeps it going. He's had a good year. But the more you learn about JJ Spahn, I think he really fits the Pittsburgh mentality of dealing with all this adversity and just putting his head down and going to work. Plus, Colin, how many guys would have the fortitude to show up at Oakmont Country Club on Sunday with the T-shirt and shorts?
Yeah, big move. I know, big move. And I saw they had a white T-shirt and the kind of surfer shorts on. So yeah. Good yeah. Stuff.
After he had to run to the pharmacy because his kid was throwing up in the middle of the morning.
I know, and the CVS that's open 24 hours is downtown. He had to go all the way downtown. Don't tell Marty he went downtown at like 11 p.m. Anyway.
And he made it out.
He did make it out. Jeff, great coverage. As always, super, super stuff. You anchored the coverage for us and for all our Odyssey stations. Great stuff, and we'll chat again soon.
Thanks, Colin.
Absolutely. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, did it masterfully for us. We expected, because that's just who Jeff is.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.